You're listening to Vatican Radio.
Pope Francis on Saturday received family members of the victims of the Bastille Day terror attacks in Nice, France, renewing his condolences and promises of prayer for their healing and for the souls of their loved ones. "It is with profound emotion that I meet you," said Pope Francis. "You who suffer in body or in soul because one festive evening violence blindly struck you, or one of your dear ones, without regard for origin or religion." The Holy Father went on to say, "I desire to share your pain, a pain that becomes even stronger when I think of the children, even the families whose lives have been so suddenly and so dramatically torn away. To each of you, I assure my compassion, my closeness, and my prayer." "Dear families," he continued, "I invoke our Heavenly Father, the Father of all, that he might welcome your loved ones, that they might soon find rest and the joy of eternal life."
Trovino presto il riposo e la gioia della vita eterna.
The Holy Father went on to say that he is relieved to know that interreligious relations in Nice have not been allowed to deteriorate in the wake of the attacks. In fact, Pope Francis continued, "Establishing a sincere dialogue and fraternal relations among all, particularly among those who confess a God who is one and merciful, is an urgent priority that those in leadership positions, both political and religious, should seek to encourage, and which everyone is called to realize in his own space."
È una urgente priorità che i responsabili, sia politici sia religiosi, devono cercare di favorire e che ciascuno è chiamato ad attuare intorno a sé.
Then the Holy Father went on to warn against giving in to temptations to turn inward or to answer hatred with hatred and violence, saying that when such temptations are great, authentic conversion of heart is necessary. This, he said, is the message that the gospel of Jesus addresses to all of us. You can respond to the assaults of the devil only with the works of God that are forgiveness, love, and respect for your neighbor, even if he is different. I'm Chris Altieri.
You're listening to Vatican Radio.